Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. It is your Red Men Daily News. I am Paul Machen and I am joined by Bailey Shaw for this one. Hi, Bailey.
Hello, Paul.
Brilliant. Dynamite. It was like we worked on it. There's a few news topics for us to get through, and then we're going to be taking your comments at the end of the stream as well. So anything you want us to discuss, any thoughts on anything that we discuss, please do leave them there. And don't forget to drop a subscribe on the channel nice, bright and early. If you're enjoying the content so far this summer and you've enjoyed a phenomenal season for the Mighty Reds, make sure you drop a subscribe and a like on the video.
And give it a like as well. Why not? Don't be stingy.
Bailey, you found these articles for us today. We're going to start with this one, which comes from the very clearly, very hastily thrown together Football Insider.
Yeah, hot topic off of some picture that they've found, which I don't know how it's got anything to do with anything, and it's still buffering for some reason.
Yeah, this is great. What I like, you mentioned the picture there, Bielsa. I'm not sure what dance move that is. It's a half dab
slash Peter Crouch, like,
yeah, half robot, half dab. It's good to see that he's got that level of mobility for a man of his age. But we'll look down. Wayne Vasey, which sounds like the most made up name I've ever heard in my life. And a ton of adverts, which we're going to stop. What's Wayne Vasey saying?
Wayne Vasey is basically saying that Leeds have been hit by a double transfer hammer blow, I think, which is what he's doing here.
Ah, that's what Bill's doing. That's what he's delivering, a hammer
he's
blow.
Giving it the double chop. For Liverpool duo Ryan Kent and Harry Wilson, Football Insider understands. So, a Leeds source has told Football Insider that the club are not set to be getting two of their first choices for the winger positions they want to strengthen this summer.
That is a really weirdly constructed sentence, but carry on.
It's just a really constructed web page altogether. Wilson and Kent are both keen to move permanently this summer if they're unable to force their way into Jurgen Klopp's senior squad. Leeds would have no choice of signing either of the pair on a full-time transfer, as right winger Wilson is valued at £25 million, while left winger Kent would cost between 10 to 12. Means Bielsa will have to look elsewhere for attacking reinforcements this summer as he looks to provide greater penetration to his side from the wide attacking positions.
Fantastic. You know, so we're being touted at having between £35 and £37 million.
Worth of loanees.
Worth of players that aren't, let's be honest, aren't getting anywhere near Liverpool's first team this season. Interesting. Yeah, let us know whether you think Leeds United would be, you know, obviously if it's been rejected, it's been rejected. I don't know how true this is. I suspect it's not necessarily true. But yeah, what level do you think these lads? I'll be honest, Bailey, you said to me, Ryan Kent and Harry Wilson, and I've so forgotten that Kent exists.
Really?
That I was like, who? And then I was like, Oh yeah! I mean,
under Gerrard, yeah,
absolutely. Took the Scottish League by storm last season, but
yeah, exactly. I don't mind this one just purely because, as we discussed in the fixture show, which obviously on the RedmenTV.com, that we've got a very packed season this year. Obviously, with all the cup competitions, with the initial start with the Super Cup and the Charity Shield, I feel like trying these guys out over the summer, seeing where they fit in, because I think that squad depth is definitely going to be very key for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let us know in the comments.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, what would you cash in on these lads? You know, I say potentially £35 million for two lads who were just not capable of getting near the first team squad last year. Very, very pleased. Another, you know, piece of armour bolted onto the statue of Michael Edwards.
Yes,
if he
exactly
manages to get that kind of fee. Right, we move on to The Independent then. An article by Carl Markham, very, very good fella indeed, saying that Liverpool, this is the plus transfer, Nabil Fekir no longer wanted by the club following the failed bid last year. I think Nabil Fekir feels like the lowest hanging fruit we've seen so far in this window. It's such an easy one. There's not been any real solid news. We've covered a few bits and pieces so far. Yeah. We're going to be doing them on a Monday and Friday in depth and detail on the website from next week. But I think Fekir feels like we've got nothing. You might as well throw Fekir out.
Yeah, I completely agree, mate. We literally said two shows ago, Fekir's going to come out soon. Then we had massive Fekir frenzy on Twitter yesterday, talked about it, and then today it shut down again. It's that point of just cashing in on an easy sort of story, isn't it?
Absolutely. Carr goes on to say, Liverpool have no plans to resurrect a deal for the Lyon playmaker Nabil Fekir, despite claims to the contrary in his native France. A year ago, the Reds were on the verge of completing a £53 million transfer. Good God, we remember that. I've added that in myself. To the extent the player had been interviewed for club media and photographed in a shirt when they pulled out over concerns over a historic knee injury. We sought a second opinion after the initial medical and decided not to risk proceeding such a high-value transfer. Reports in France claim they're still interested in the 25-year-old who's entering the final 12 months of his contract, and there was even a suggestion a five-year contract had been offered. It's understood the club's stance has not changed since the player failed his medical, and the deal was declared dead.
Dead.
I want to know your thoughts on this. I mean, look, if his contract's likely is up, it doesn't look like he's going to sign a new deal. It's not going to cost £53 million.
No.
You know, I've heard anything between 15 and 30.
30, yeah.
Let's know your thoughts, and we'll discuss them in a little bit later on the show. What you think personally? When you start to get to like the under 30 kind of category, I'm thinking you can't, even if you get a couple of seasons out of him.
Yeah,
that feels like a bit of a no-brainer to me. But
yeah, we had that exact thing yesterday. It's like if it was €30 million, which is about £26.7 million, and it's like for a guy of his stature, I think he's got 9 goals, 8 assists this season in 29 games. It's like, just take him. Like, he's worth the risk. His knee's held up for this season. But for God's sake, just get it done. Because you're right. You're absolutely right. It's the Aulas has come out and said, you know, we're going to sell him. And the instant thing to do is link him to Liverpool, who basically bought him last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Michelle Aulas, I think, is the chairman at Lyon. And he's a very odd fella, but a very canny player in these regards. And you'll see, you'll see his name mentioned a lot this summer once again, but not with Liverpool, it would seem. And the final one that you've pulled out for us, it's nice to have a bit of genuine transfer bollocks on these shows. I love getting rumours from bullshit news sources in inverted commas, and then destroying them. This might take the biscuit before the pre-season even really started.
Absolutely, we'll take you through it. So the Daily Star, well renowned.
Ding.
Yep, by Owen Fulder again.
Ding.
Nicolas Pepe to Liverpool.
Definitely made up.
It is definitely. That's a Goldbridge-esque name, that, isn't it? Nicolas Pepe to Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp preparing Mohamed Salah's sacrifice to seal transfer.
Yeah, he's literally. I think he's more likely to actually sacrifice him in some sort of sacrificial ceremony than he is to sell Salah.
We'll delve in. So the Reds have been in contact.
Why is that? It's an inverted commas for podcast listeners. They've put the Reds have, in quotations, been in contact. That's not a quote.
Yeah, who are you quoting there?
Where is the quote?
They've
been in contact with his agents.
Reportedly tabled a bid for the £70 million rated star. The reported interest in Pepe comes after the 24-year-old bagged 23 goals for in all competitions while also contributing 11 assists. From what I've been told, Liverpool have been in contact with Pepe's agent to discuss a deal. Journalist Duncan Castles told the Transfer Window podcast.
Duncan Castles is I've never met him, so I don't like to talk about people that I've never met in bad terms. Also, he comes across like a massive bellend, and he's the guy I'm writing thinking he's like...
He's very anti-Liverpool.
Best mate, isn't he? He'd been very pro-United at times. Oh, yeah, there you go. Interesting enough. Should we mention that club name?
Manchester United have inquired directly to Lille about what the transfer fee would be. PSG have also an interest in Pepe. Lille have been very clear he's available for sale, and the asking price is €80 million. They would love to have a bid come in from Liverpool and United to get an auction going. Right. French publication Le Temps Sport, because Le Sport was taken, claim Liverpool's bid for Pepe was turned down, although the value of their offer remains a mystery. Lille appear to be playing a waiting game because the report states they have received two other proposals from unnamed clubs.
This is just brilliant.
This is amazing.
This is absolute gold. Should we just have a quick look, actually? Let's follow ourselves down the rabbit hole here and let's see what Le Temps Sport actually said.
Oh, it's all in.
About it. If anyone wants to have a quick look at it, there's normally an option to translate this. There you go. Très intéressé par Nicolas Pepe. Liverpool aurait transmis une offre de transfert au Moscow Lyon. On top of the Logan Copper, how they put the Avorian is basically. There's no mention there of the Salah stuff. Let's just go back because presumably the Salah mention is going to come down the bottom here. Okay, here we go. This is the bit we were just reading in French.
So, with Manchester United and PSG also interested, a bidding war could still ignite. Interestingly, the report also claims Jurgen Klopp rates the Ivorian so highly that he's prepared to sacrifice Mohamed Salah for the cause. Klopp loves Pepe to the extent that he's prepared.
Loves. It's. I mean, I love that.
He's got pictures of him in his room.
It's not a quotation. It's just single inverted commas around it.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Take that as you will. He loves him.
Yeah.
I love this. To Pepe. To the extent he's prepared to disrupt the harmonious atmosphere in the Anfield dressing room following the Reds' Champions League win. Salah has been speculatively linked with a mega money move abroad in recent transfer windows. I don't remember that at all.
No.
And it appears the German would sell if the right offer came in.
I mean, complete and utter horseshit. Complete and utter horseshit. Just to clarify, because we get these a lot and we get asked a lot, there's certain publications and Ladis Sport is one of them that you just point at and you laugh at. And we're going to do some translated articles from them throughout the summer because they're always worth a little bit of a giggle. Let's get over to your comments then before we wrap the show up.
Dr. Dank 129 says, talking about Kent and Wilson, he says, if we can get good money for them, it pays for our youth system.
Yeah, that's the purpose of all this, largely, isn't it? You are that you youth academy, you build players ostensibly for the first team squad, but if they don't quite make it to the first team squad, then you sell them on at a profit and then you fund the next generation.
Exactly, mate. I completely agree. I'd like to see Wilson and Kent, to be honest. I think they actually both impressed quite well in the last pre-season that we had, but you're right. How many chances are they going to have? Apparently, it's come out in other reports that Klopp is really interested to see Wilson's development with his own eyes, and he's going to have that opportunity with the AFCON players being out and there being a space for them to shine. But again, it's a win-win situation, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Super Scouser, on the other side of the coin, says Wilson and Kent should be used in our cup matches.
The thing is, at the moment, I kind of agree with that logic, if I'm honest. The only issue is, I think, if we were to sign a versatile forward, which Dave Maddock talked about on the newsroom podcast last week, if we sign that, I just don't see that we really need one or the other. Mm-hmm. I think, let's be honest, I think Wilson over Kent. I think he's proven himself at a higher level. The performance he put in for Derby last season, I wouldn't be opposed to seeing him get a game for Liverpool, but he's not fast enough to play in the front three.
No, nope.
And we've now got an absolute abundance of players you can play in the midfield.
Yeah,
I don't think Wilson's going to want to stay for
a
handful of games in the cup.
You're right. And if Maddox be believed, and you know that we are in the market for a versatile forward, you've then got your front three: him, Origi, Sturridge's left, and then Ryan Brewster, who's clearly going to be coming up into the team, has been talked about massively. So you've got definitely five for three places, potential of six. Do you really need these extra two? Of course, it's good to have them, but like, we go back to it, for 35 million for the two, that could boost your options from 50 million for versatile forward to 85 million. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
Okay, one more, please, Tom.
Yeah, last comment from DXSH Tempers. Another super chat, thank you very much. He says, I think Fekir will be a great sign of a 30 mil. Do you guys think if we do sign someone, it will be out of nowhere like Fabinho? Love the vids, boys.
At this point, yes, because the Nicolas Pepe stuff's been the loudest.
Yep.
I think, again, Fekir has just been plucked out just for the sake of starting conversation almost on two shows on here. And past that, I mean, nothing for De Ligt. That's been all the even remotely strong rumours have been totally and utterly shut down. So it wouldn't shock me to see someone just kind of coming out of the blue.
Yeah, Liverpool has truly become sort of Fort Knox-esque, hasn't it? And I love that. I love that we're in the position now where if we are in the mess or in the press or in the media, it's more to...
That's a really nice way to describe both of them, to be perfectly honest. Anyway, come on.
But it's the fact that our name is now used as like the podium, as the pedestal to start a bidding war, as these articles have claimed. We're the gold standard, where they're like, do you want to go and play for Liverpool? Well, then, if he's good enough to play for them, obviously you want them as a club that want Champions of Europe-style players. So we're going to see a lot of that, and I'd expect it to be, and as Maddox said in the newsroom, our transfers get planned 2 years in advance sometimes. Mm-hmm. So... I think Michael Edwards and his team will probably know who they want, and it's a matter of time.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, head over then to theredmentv.com for Monday. We've got a brand new schedule coming up for you. We're going to be discussing transfers twice a week, Monday and Friday, wrapping up all the intrigue, the interest, and the absolute transfer bollocks in depth and detail. We're going to be keeping these shows going 12:30 Monday to Friday, so make sure you get yourself subscribed and click the notification bell as well. But yeah, if you want those, go over to theredmentv.com. As you can see, we've got some fantastic stuff over there keeping you go. We've done a fixtures reaction special, as well as the one that went up yesterday, really diving into what it means to Liverpool's title challenges, looking at Man City's fixtures as well. And as I said, the aforementioned interview with a two-part newsroom with Mirror journalist David Maddock, you can get that discussing all what he thinks Liverpool are likely to do this season and in pre-season as well. Other than that, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, Reds. See you all soon. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.